Okay, starting again, Birsa Hashem, in the Pelayoyitz. We're holding now, we're going to actually skip a little bit to a new Indian on Memvov in Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses. Memvov. Starting in Memvov, Beis HaKnesses. Mitzvos HaShgomas Beis HaKnesses. Hu me'advarim sha'oichu me'pereseim b'olam hazeh ve'akirin k'lamas l'olam haba. Someone who arises to the Beis HaKnesses, who goes in to learn there, to daven there, is included among the things which are someone who eats from the pereseim b'olam hazeh ve'akirin k'lamas l'olam haba. You accrue efforts in this world, and you eat, and you reap the benefits in the next world. Go and get up early for the teshul. In order that you should be able to live. And those who are from the first 10, page 47. Such a person, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, such a person that comes in to be the first one, mamash, the tremendous miles that a person has by being there first. B'shivchoy, dekoy bedarga that tzadik, v'tikun godol v'gam habris, v'nasereya ov v'chimak duktusha b'rechu. Such a person is masakin in the higher elements. The tikun habris, if chas v'shom person was oigim habris, and looked at inappropriate things, and was involved in inappropriate things, the greatest tikun for that is to become one of the asar rishonim in the Beis HaKnesses. So, what's the connection? That's Pasha. As the Gemara Bracha says, that someone who goes from the Beis HaKnesses, goes to the Beis HaMedrash, is Zoich L'Chelom Haba. What's the Pshat? We've said a few times, actually. I'm sure everybody remembers. The idea is that it's not enough just to go to Shul. It's to also then take the Kedusha that you took in Shul, and then to bring it up a little Darga. Now, I want to go learn. That you're not happy, you're not stagnant in your ruchnias. You take it one and you go further. But what's the connection to tikkun pagam habris? So pagam habris obviously is the idea that a person brings a tremendous kedusha, apologizes, a tremendous tumah upon themselves by using their guf in the wrong way. The highest, the most proper way to do it is to then use their guf for davar shvagdusha. That they're the first ones that are involved in a tefillah, the first ones involved in a minyan, that they're actively engaging and putting themselves in a proper place. As the Rambam says very famously, that the idea that someone who thinks about inappropriate matters is largely due to the fact that you're not involved in inappropriate things, you're not thinking about the right things. A dava reik has to be filled with something. There's no such thing as a cup that's not full, right? They always say, like, is a cup half full or cup half empty? A cup is always full. It's either full with half liquid and then half air, or it's completely filled with air, but it's filled with something. It creates a vacuum. The idea is that when somebody is involved in things which are not Dvar Mishabik Tusha, then Mimela naturally you're going to fall into things which are not bad patterns in Dvar Mishabik Tusha, that are Dvar Betuma. But the idea that someone who gets up early, especially get up early, means you have to train your body that way. You have to subject your soul, your whole entire guf to that, which is hard, and it's connected to Teva Shal Adam because the person wants to stay in bed. So you're actively engaging your entire guf to be part of Dvar Mishabik Tusha. That's a very good thing, especially going into the Indian of Kabbalah, the idea of getting up early and this dafka davening benates. It's a very, very halakhic man. Inappropriate things. So some people they get up early, but and they could theoretically be from the 10. But they battle, right? Well, this we will call this. You get up early and you're on your phone for the first 4 hours, and then you mosey on out to shul. Okay, listen, we're not here to blame anybody, but this is a natural issue, right? Blame the phone. Everything, of course, everything external, nothing to do yourself, right? But the truth is, it's coming from a lack of. Again, maybe they're not doing anything inappropriate per se. They're just battling. They're just partial battling. Right? They go to shul, their first step, they go to the coffee room, they first hang out a little bit, they get the cobwebs out of their head. Fine, again, that's understandable. We all have cobwebs, right? It's hard. But it's the idea of understanding the mitzvah rishonim, to be mamash from the start rishonim, you get all the schar of that minyan. Because a minyan, technically, is really only 10. Once it gets to 11, 12, you're not being mashlim a minyan. You have now 50. But the ikr yisoyed is the asara. So anything now after that doesn't get the schar of a minyan. You may daven with the minyan, but you're always, in a sense, the 50th person is still davening, is only davening with the first 10 people. The 11th person is davening with the first 10 people. It's the 10 that are davening with each other, because that's what created the minyan. So the only ones who really, in a sense, are getting the grossest chayr of having the minyan were the asar rishonim. It's a very chashuv hazak, which is why it's important to be mishtadel. Now, can you imagine, you know, to learn and to get to Seder on time, the Rosh Chodesh is, I'm feeling the importance of speaking about this ending, because Rosh Chodesh is leaving, and it's going to be a tremendous nisayin. Hey, maybe if a person chas v'shalom would think, oh, Rabbi Kosrol, he's so nice. Rabbi Borel is so tzaddikim. If I come in at 10:30 to 15, they're not going to be upset at me. I will be. I want you to know, I'm upset at you. I'm just a very nice person, but I'm upset. Right? Rabbi Raven is very nice. Right? The difference is that he pays your bills. Right? That's the difference. Or at least Pucks Vyoyser. Nowadays with inflation, it's not so simple. But the idea is that he helps towards paying those bills. And therefore, I think it's worthwhile, especially because Rosh Chodesh is going to be getting married. And now that I understand what it means to go fundraise and how hard, difficult it can be and how frustrating it can be and how tiring it can be to understand what Rosh Chodesh does for us and to appreciate all that he does for us, we should really, really mishtadel in the same direction. So, oh, Baruch Hashem. So can you imagine, this is before you leave for the trip. Can you imagine how much happier they're going to be after you come back from the trip? With bags and bags of money. Baruch Hashem. Amen. And with that in mind, it's important to be mischazik in coming to Seder on time. It's mamash, a very, very chashuv nekuda. Obviously, I'm speaking, I'm preaching to the choir, chasei shamayim, and I don't think anybody here has to hear what I'm saying. But it's worth it just to be ma'ur this nekuda. That, can you imagine to be the first, the asar rishonim in a koil, to be the first ones who get the schar of what does it mean, a chabur that sits and learns, that there's a chaver that gets together and learns. It's one of the biggest milas. I heard from my Rebbe, he said that when people don't learn, he said he was dafka makbid to learn and zmanim that people weren't learning. What does that mean? Like Friday morning, who's in the base medrash? Everyone's doing this and that. That's the highest schar, because that means nobody else is chapping those schar. If you want to be geshmak, you want to chap all those mitzvahs, oh, that's the best time to come. You chap all that. You chap all of it. The dafka ben shchay says, punkt faker, that on Shabbos Kodesh, is that you get triple, double. Why? Because it's a zman where people aren't learning necessarily. Shabbos, I'm saying Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, believe me. Remember, Shashir Rav Nachman Sifikl used to say the idea of a bach that comes to the first Seder, on Friday morning, it's he gets schar she'en kamoyu. Schar she'en kamoyu. Oh, yeah.